IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sayyid Abdullah Musawi. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So this series of the program Viewpoints is mainly concerned with an analysis on the important points addressed by the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And in this new series, we are concerned with the topic humans or human beings in the speeches of the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran. For today, we want to talk about an important topic, and that is the difference, or it's better to say the comparison, as it is between the Western democracy and the Islamic one, as the term that is coined as Mardum Salari Dini. You know, when we talk about democracy in the Western world, the first thing that comes to our mind is the secular political system. Mm-hmm. But when we are talking about Islam, this human dignity, you know, has come to the scene. But the case is that now where is the place of rationality in the, we can say, Islamic system or the system of values? So when we, from one side, if you are going to pay attention to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own system of values, but from the other side, you have these human beings in the 21st century with his system of value and rationality at the top. So what are we going to do with the concept of rationality over here?
Yeah. So I think it's pure rationality that we see in the philosophy that Islam has actually defined for itself. Look, Islam says the values are absolute, not relative.
Okay.
It means that if something is bad, so it is bad forever. Mm-hmm. And if it is good, it is good, and it has to be praised and respected. But in the other schools, as I said earlier, they just look at a social aspect of it. They say, for example, this might be bad in a society, committing such an action might be bad in a society, but as for me, as a person, I practice it. It's because I'm free. Mm-hmm. So you see, this is the difference. When you have no limitation for you, but we have these limitations defined by whom? By the Creator.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. When a car actually is going to be given from a company to a person who has recently bought it, what happens? The car actually has been tuned based on some orders and some formulas. And so you cannot say that I can take this car everywhere.
So different parts are assembled by the factory and given to you as a car.
So
the vehicle cannot be used in any way you like.
The person who made this car knows how to actually put
the parts together,
right?
Yes.
The car itself has no idea of what has been actually. So
as a driver has no idea what's happening mechanically speaking inside the car. Okay.
So the one who has created you actually gave you a formula for your life, and he knows how to live very well in this world. So he is the creator. He knows as the person who made this person.
So now the question would be that, so this ideal system that you are talking about, Islamically speaking, might be practiced well at the time of its true practitioners, I mean, prophets and the infallible imams. But what about now?
So
I mean, the value system that you say can govern the people and has a system of values for the people in order to give them their roles and rights in the society must be, in a better sense, be practiced by its true practitioners. I mean, at the time of Prophet Muhammad and the infallible imams. So what about now? Because the type of...
As a program has not been actually revealed for a certain period of time.
It has
been revealed for the whole mankind for in the course of history till the end of the day.
This is true. The value system is the same. But you know, extracting the new rules from that and adapting.
So even Islam is open in this sense. Okay. Look, up until the time of, for example, imams, those who were present, so they were the real interpreters of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of the qayba and occultation of Imam alayhi salam, there is the solution of ijtihad is open, and the ijtihad is something which is is something which is dynamic and it is available every time. So those who are ruwat al-hadith, those who are interpreters of hadith from the language of Ahlul Bayt, those who are calling them general deputies okay. of imam, they yes. are eligible to interpret the hadith for the day that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
So they can easily actually interpret and give us the laws based on the Islamic values. And so
also, can I add a point
yes.
to that, though?
Yes,
now, what you mentioned is that you're saying, okay, Islam is a system and needs someone to maintain it.
Yes.
So you're kind of trying to imply the fact that we constantly need an imam or a prophet
yes.
to
yes,
maintain
yes,
it.
Yes.
Now, with Islam, there are two sides to it. Now, there is the government side
yes.
where you have, you know, Allah appoints the ma'sumeen or the infallibles or the governors of the system. But the system itself, it was made very clear to the followers of that system that you as a person has what we call wajibat, right? You
yes.
have got compulsory actions that you need to abide by whether you have someone governing or not. So for example now, whether the imam is present or not,
yes.
whether even the deputies are present or not, as a Muslim, I have certain things. For example, you know, if we go by the Ten Commandments, thou
yes.
I shall not kill, right?
Yes.
Thou shall not steal. These are set laws. I don't
okay.
need
mm-hmm.
an imam. I don't need someone to be in government
yes.
to tell mm-hmm. me this is my obligation.
Okay.
So Islam says you have certain obligations.
Okay.
Now, with other things, you might need to, you know, things to be explained to you and stuff like that. But the main things that when it comes to the rights of people, dealing with other people, they're already set, predefined. Everyone knows them.
That's right.
Whether they... it is an imam or not. So Islam itself, so you can say it's self-maintained
yes.
when it comes to the person
yes.
himself. So now I know my duties.
Yeah.
Now sometimes, okay, we can say when it comes to matters of new affairs and things like that and how I should deal with them
okay.
in terms of halal haram, maybe I have to refer to a marja, I have to refer to an imam.
Okay.
But the basics themselves, they are set.
So then we
so
have,
for example,
okay.
for example, if we mm-hmm. do a comparison between Islam and the secular system
yes.
or the countries that we
yes.
have. For example, Islam from the beginning said there is no difference between a black man and a white man.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eliminate that kind of level between people.
Yes.
Now we still have that problem in the West, for example,
yes.
black people and white people
yes.
until today, the 21st century.
Yes.
So as a Muslim, if I go back 1,000 years
mm-hmm.
ago, my values are set in this kind of regard.
Ah.
So we don't constantly need that kind of government.
That's right.
Yes, it, as part of Islam needs that kind
yes.
of government, but initially saying that as a person,
yes.
me and you, our duties are set and clear.
Yeah.
Only for
I
the new
sorry.
Problems on Masa'il al-Mustahdath.
Exactly.
So yeah, but
any Muslim, he knows that he should not
yeah.
kill, he should not take the rights of others,
yeah.
he should not steal. These
yeah.
are set.
But you see, we have so many problems in the Muslim lands because there are so many interpretations out of a same fixed value system among different schools of thoughts. You know, the problem is here that in the West, in the secular system, as we call it, democracy or the republic, the system of the law is replaced with the religious one, so the separated church and the state, okay? And that's the law that is ruling over the country. In the Muslim lands, in the Islamic schools of thought, now we have different interpretations out of the same system of the value. And still the people are not ruling over the people. I mean, people from the same classes. Still, there is a government because politically speaking, the system of the government and these political different political positions are coming from the Western political sciences.
Mm.
And then we want to annex or cling a kind of Islamic value system to that so they do not come together. Still, the people are not ruling over the people, as you see in the
yeah.
Persian Gulf. You know, in the Arab countries, there's still the aristocratic king system over there, ruling over the people, okay, in the Muslim lands. In Islamic Republic of Iran, we have this republic that everybody's vote is counted, okay? It's not like representative elect in the U.S. or something like that. The elites of the society decide for the people. But still, we have the problem of how to interpret this value system as close as possible to the pure Muhammadan Islam.
I think, I'm not sure if the brother agrees. I think you're mixing so many things together,
okay.
with all due respect.
Yes.
You're putting so many things together, and I think you're drifting out of the topic altogether. Now, when it comes to interpreting certain laws and certain values
yes.
by Muslims, that's a topic by itself.
Okay.
Defining government and what a government
should
be. So,
as you said, Brother Abdullah,
that's a different topic.
Brother Sayyid Abdullah, as you said, Islam is self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So, okay, the
value. This is what I'm saying to you.
Okay,
this
yes.
is what I'm trying to say to
uh-huh.
you. Is like, as a Muslim now, the main theme of Islam, the main lifestyle that is set, that is not something that me and you disagree on. For example, the brother has said in the Quran, whoever yes. kills one soul, as if he killed entire humanity.
Yes.
That's not subject to interpretation. Everyone knows it. I should not kill.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to interpretation, people say, well, okay, the Quran says kill those who are non-Muslims, for example.
Yes.
And they interpret that in their own sense and they go blow themselves up.
The takfir ones.
Okay,
that's
takfir
right.
ones. Yes. Now, these guys, okay, they might have went through, away from the formula, but the formula itself is set. Mm-hmm. Now, these people who misinterpret, they're only misinterpreting for their own agenda,
yes.
not because there's a problem in the system itself to begin with.
Okay.
Now, I can misinterpret the Quran or yeah. the Hadith in any way I like to
yes.
suit me.
Yes.
Not that there's something wrong with it. So the majority of the Muslims, they agree killing a person is wrong.
Yes.
Now, Daesh, no matter how, like 10,000, 15,000, 100,000 of them, compared to 1.6 billion, is nothing. So
yeah,
I can't disagree with the majority and take the minority. So even with being misinterpretation, I'm going to overlook it. But the theme itself is there.
Yeah, a brief comment on the Sayyid's explanation. A brief comment, I think. We have to go one step before your question.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean? Look, we are defining the principles and fundamentals in Islam. But we are not talking about masadiq, or examples which are actually practical in Islam world.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care, for example, in that Arab country, for example, due to hierarchy or due to their dynasty, the rule of that country has been actually given to a person. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
So what I'm saying what Islam says. Islam.
No, I mean, brother.
And Islam defined, mind
yeah,
you, brother,
yeah,
cut you off.
Yeah,
Islam
yeah.
defined what a ruler should be. And he
yeah.
gave the characteristics
yeah. in case
and
you
the virtues
tell me,
of a ruler.
Yeah.
Now, if the people choose a wrong ruler or a ruler comes by power,
mm-hmm.
now me and you as Muslims, we are powerless to do anything
yeah.
about it. Especially
okay.
if these systems are supported by the West themselves.
Yeah. If he inherited, for example, from his dynasty, a kind of government,
yes.
so it is not going to be necessarily a model, Islamic model. Islam has its own principles. And it has not changed from 14th century ago, and it has been defined by the Prophet and explained by the Imams.
So, if,
in this
sorry,
in
now,
this
now,
school
sorry, now
that
the
we are talking
now because
about,
you talked about the Masadiq, I
yeah.
mean these examples. Now, if in a Muslim land which is ruled by an Islamic system of value,
mm-hmm.
if there comes a problem about the rights of the people, what mm-hmm. is the problem? Where is the problem coming from?
What
you're
you
claiming to have. Rule the country by a system of values which is rooted in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Is it so?
Yeah.
So in comparison to the Western world, which have so many problems, okay, I believe that. But as long as you are comparing yourself with them, and then you as a Muslim land have so
Actually,
many problems.
We're not comparing
so, sorry,
ourselves
some
with anyone.
People say upon this conspiracy theory, these are all, you know, the plots against the Muslim lands. You know, the system of the governance coming from over there into the Muslim lands mixed with some Islamic themes and the concepts and then rule over the people. But it's still so many Muslim lands nowadays have crisis. Where do these problems come from,
yeah,
brother?
Actually, we are not comparing Islam to any other school because it has al-Islamu ya'lu wa la ya'la'ad. Al-Islam, this is not good. Sorry, delete it. Islam is high and we're not comparing Islam to any other school. But rationally speaking, we are saying that, look, this is the formula that Islam has given us for the, system of government.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is not being observed in this country or in the other, so lots of problems will arise. So the same way that they have selected their own government, they have to go and solve their problems.
So another way, you're saying, do not blame this Islamic system. Blame those
no.
who apply
yeah, yeah.
it.
This,
so there's
this
a
is my
problem
point.
In
yes.
applying it, not
yeah.
in the system
yeah.
itself. So
yeah.
me as a ruler, I know that my Islamic duties,
yes.
but I decide to be a corrupt person and take the rights of other peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone from the outside, they can't come and blame Islam because I'm in a Muslim country, I'm a Muslim person, and say, okay, here's your ruler, here's Islam, you guys are doing it wrong. Well, I am doing it wrong, not Islam.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Even now in the West,
yeah.
when they point fingers at Islam, they measuring Islam by the people. You can't do that. You know how Imam Ali
by
says,
the wrong practitioners,
he says, not the truth,
I know, yes.
you know the people of the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah.
Not vice versa. So
yes.
now people say, well, okay, look at the Muslim countries. Well, I don't care about the Muslim countries. I don't care who rules the Muslim countries.
Yes.
They do not represent Islam.
Okay, that's right. Thank you very much
yeah.
for today's discussion. It was really nice. Sayyid Abdullah Musa, Brother Ali, we are out of time for today's discussion.
Thanks.
We have to cut it over here. Thank you very much. This is very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this program. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atal, the host of this program. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Khalaf Islam page. Also, YouTube channel, Instagram page, Khalaf Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Afi Amanullah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong and left, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone.